coming out to look at this part. He has, it's a good shoe. You want to go through it? All right. So what are we up to here? Oh, so just Lamaisa. Just let me mention something. Lamaisa. Where's Moshe? In terms of juice, right? In terms of juice. So we did the sugya with juice. I think we're pretty much done with that sugya. So what's the haskamas haposkim over here on what bracha to make on juices? So, see, there's something that's confusing, and I think you have to be careful to make this chiluk. Otherwise, you get a little confused. Because there's a chiluk between mei peros, juices, and maya deshulkin, and the mayim, and the cooked juices of the pears. The difference between the squeezed juices and the cooked out juices. Okay? Because one is mei shlokos and one is mei peros. So, like, for instance, the Mechaber says, in Reish Beis, where is it? One second. He says like this, Yud. Reish Beis Yud. Perosh Hashoron of Bishlam B'mayim. Right? Fruits that you soak or cook in water. Alfish Nichnas Tam of Pri B'mayim. Even though the Tam of the Pri is in the Mayim. Eino Mevorich Al Osam HaMayim El Shehakol. So you only Mevorich a Shehakol on that water. Rosh Kosav De'efshoshim Nichnas Tam of Pri B'mayim Mevorich Bori Pri Oetz. And the Rosh says that if the tam is in the pri, is in the mayim, then you make a boy pri. So what is this halacha? What's the source of this halacha? So he says like this. Delo havi elazeya ba'alma kidel'el sifches. Okay, that sifches is dvash. In sifches is like this: dvash azov me'at tamarim mevorech olav shahakol. So that's the most. That's most of the rishonim, except for the bag. V'chein al mashken ayotin mikol minei peros chutz mizaysim v'anav mevorech shahakol. That's the mechaber's pshat. On all fruit juices, you make a shahakol, right? So what is this halacha? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. This is not the same halacha. Right, this is bishul, but in this case it's similar. He says what? He says v'lo domi l'maya de silka u'dekulu shulkin v'vorech alay bori pri adama k'dil komam sif simin reish hay. Because in reish hay the machaber paskins ala mayim she bishlu ben yirakos m'vorech abrocha atzma she m'vorech al yirakos atzman afal pi she ein bohem el atam ayerik. Right? So that's what the Mechaber holds. It is, like the Gemara, Maya de Silki Kasilka, that the water that you cook the vegetables in, you make the same bracha as the vegetable. Even though it's only tam. Vahani Mili says, this is from the Rush, Kishim Bishlam below Basar, Aval Bishlam im Basar, Mvorechal of Shakal. Because then the Rush holds the tam of the Basar is,
Okay. after you said about it, does it have to be the derech to do bishul on him?
No, he's going like the so he's going like the rush. One second. Right. Right. Also, if you cook it, it's only if you cook it in water, where it really gets the time of the vegetable. Yeah. I don't know where you get. I don't know what this is. He says, "Dafka kisheshokun kidei lechol gamas hayirakos. The ilu bishal hayirakos osharon tzarch meimei and levad." Lishdososon ein mevorach alein el shachar. Yeah, I guess that's like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Has to be like a machel still. It's not like a beer. Not that you're making it into a mashke. Still wanted as an ochel. Otherwise, it's yotz mitaras ochel. But anyway, so here he says. So what's the din of the peros? So he says like this: the peros. So why are the peros different than the vegetables, right? He says, "Mishum dehosam rov achilas osan yirakos hu ayide shlika, mashenikin hocha beperos the lav derkayu lemishlak ol lekovshon el ochlam be'en." So by the yirakos, we say you make a barpi adam on the mayim shebishlu ben, and on the yirakos and on the peros, he says you make a shahakol. So what's the difference? So he says, that's not the way to eat them. The normal way to eat them is be'en, whole. L'chein lo aminan shiyu shlikosan ukvishosan kimozan. Miu, he says, b'peiro shirov achilosan hu ayidei bisho ukvisho, mei shlikosan ukvishosan kimozan. But if you do have a fruit that you essentially eat cooked, then the mayim is the same. So over here, these paskening that goes by the derech achila. Here he also goes by the derech achila. He says, everybody would agree, make a bar b'yates. The only question he's saying is because peros are normally eaten ben. The kolz of a perush and mitchilas nitiyoson noti luadaitul ofon uvushalom. That's only if they were originally intended to be in this way, when they're planted. Oak vushim. But if they're dry, that's what I mentioned to you the other time. That's a question. But now it's like this. So what is the, what's the Rush's suffix? We never really went into that. So he says, the Rush says, Rush Aloma, Bishatomi Magish Mashish Tam Prib Maya Mamusham, Lormin Shaino El Tam Kolish Vizea Bama, Le Kidamin Besif Chesling in Schitas Peros, the Yosin Nichos Tam Prib Maya Ide Bishop, Me Elu Socha Prib Atma Pshuchai, Wilina Locha Posku Achron Lachil Vork Shakom, the Evening Beer Corporate 8 Yotza. So he says the Rush is so. What is the Rush's suffix? What is the Rush's suffix? It's difficult to understand the Rush's suffix. Why is he misupik by Peros? So So much a suffix by Peros.
You mean, have you cooked that?
Yeah. But one second, I'm sorry, but that's only a question. No, it's by the Mayim that the Peros are cooked in. He says everybody agrees if they're planted to be cooked, then you make a Bari Priya, it's on that Mayim. Right? So that's not a question. Everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees to that, he says. But by the juices, if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, on Nun Dalet, he says, Ve'oson Peros, Sherov Achilosan Huay De Schita. So what about a fruit that is mainly eaten as a juice? Right? If it's mainly eaten cooked, then the Mayim Shebishluba is a Bari Priya Eitz. But what about if it's mainly eaten as a juice? So he says, Das ha-Rashba de-mevorchen al meimei schitosan kemosan. So the Rashba holds, then you'd make a Bari Priya Eitz. Because that's the Rashba's Shita. Everything goes by what it's planted for. Of Ladas HaRosh, B'chol Gavni Mivorech Shehakol, B'chein Stam Mechar V'lekoman, B'simin Reshe, Ayin Sham Prima Gadim V'agro, B'efshad D'rak Mitam Sveik Osos Amachi, D'Bibirko Shehakol B'vada Yotzi. So I'm not even sure if you're Yotzi B'Dievet to make Bari Priya Eitz. But, so what's the difference? Right? No, it's by the Mayim Shebishvuba. He's saying everybody agrees that if the fruit is normally eaten cooked, then the Mayim is definitely a Bari Priya Eitz. But if it's mainly eaten if it's mainly grown for juice, he says most poskim, it would seem, hold it's still it's a shackle. Right, most poskim would hold it's a shakal. So see, you can't be confused by those two things. Don't think that since you see by the bishul, if it's grown for that, then what comes out is considered Bari Priya Eitz. Then if it's grown for the juice, it's considered the Bari Priya Eitz. It's different. Different ideas.
Are you still eating the fruit when you cook it? Is that just a way to eat the fruit with the?
That's a good question. That's what he seems to say by the Yerukos, that you have to really be eating the fruit too. That's what he says by the Yerukos, you have to be eating the Yerukos.
Say that this is, one's a mashka, and one, this is oak, and you know, it's oak called the fruit. The other one's not.
That's good. I mean, the juice is always a mashka. And every mashka is really, shasiyah is always going to be a shahakal. Except for, because that's always a change. But why? But that's only because you're saying it's a change in the way it's a change in the zerach achila. But what if it's that is zerach achila? I mean, you do have wine and oil that get a Bari Priya Eitz. Wine and oil do get a Bari Priya Eitz. Yeah.
cases where, like, you take fruits and you blend them?
That's a different case. Where you smush them, that's a different case.
So you, like, you're turning it into a juice. Blend it so well.
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to see.
For wine and oil, aren't those things what the fruits are?
Right.
So it doesn't matter that you're drinking it. So the whole question is whether you're having the fruit or not.
So what if you have a fruit that the world feels to drink it as a juice?
See, so like this, the beer all is like this.
Yeah, that's what Jeremy would say.
He says like this, by the case of the Peros, he says, Mashma dala Peros gufa mevorech aleihen brocha ruilen. It's Mashma that you make a boy create on the fruit, even though it's cooked. V'chein muchach ha-mogin avram, shem ha-rashma. V'al korchach, the mairi shetovim lechol bein chayim bein v'hushal. It must be that the fruit is edible, raw, or cooked. Because if it's really only raw and you cook it, then you make a shackle. He's learning, it's like a funny din he's learning over here. The way he's setting up the question is very strange. And you got to say that they're equally edible, raw, and cooked. Right? You have to say they're equally edible, raw, and cooked. And then, still, and what? And it's not, and rov achila is not cooked. Because if rov achila was cooked, then everybody would agree to make a burger eggs. So the suffix in the rush is only where it's half and half. And what does he say about Yerukos? By Yerukos, he says that is the way it's eaten. That is the rov. I mean, he's saying there's no difference between the Yerukos and Peros according to the Rosh. It's just a question of rov or not.
Rov or what?
The way it's eaten. He says, V'raya brura with dovar sherei tapuchim isa b'sifyut beis. The tovim lechol bein chayim bein mevushalim. It says apples are eaten raw and cooked. Vafiloch, because of a Rashba behedjilin, you may man the mevorchan shahakol. But yet the Rashba says on May mehen, you make a shahakol. Mishum didakon leochol chayim, velo leisholik. Ayin shum. So the Rashba says on apples, if you cook the apple, the mayim that is cooked in is still a shahakal. Why? Because that's not the normal way to eat the apple. Even though it's edible both ways. Dafka. Yeah. V'da'o, the gamma rush, the sover, the lilum vorchon al mehen boy priya eitz, hainu de ain sorach, sheye rovach, de bishal of alkoponim bina she tovim lechol bain, chayim bain vushon. De tov lechol rak chayim, gamma lepiris gufim vorchon rak vushakol. Yeah. So he says that even the rush, you have to say, holds that it's edible when it's cooked.
Where does he see the rush has this idea about?
That's a good question. I don't know where he sees it. The Rush doesn't say anything about that. The Rush just says Tom. I know. I don't know where he's getting the idea that the Rush has to do with. I mean, I guess he wants to know what is the Rush's, trying to understand what is the Rush's suffix by Peros. And he's saying it must be that the Rush holds Yerukos are essentially eaten, cooked, and Peros are not. So then he's misupic by Peros. That's how he's trying to understand the Rush. You're right, the Rush doesn't say anything about it. The Rush doesn't say much at all. The Rush does not say much at all. What does the Rush say? He says, "Af pishenki, kaimulam ma'ad kulu shalki shalki, mavarchin alayi bari pri adama. Af pishen bo ki hamarak, b'tam hayirakos, mavarch alayim poshen mavarch ala yirakos atzman. V'lo dami lemei peros, d'mirin el, d'zei abamu. Mafisha mashka ein lo tam hapri." It still is a perplexing statement. It doesn't have the tam hapri. So we said it means it's a different thing. It's a different thing. But it still is a strange expression to say it doesn't have the tam hapri. I mean, I understand how to interpret it. I understand an interpretation. But why should it need an interpretation? Why should the Rush write in such a way that it needs to be interpreted? I mean, the interpretation is saying if you cook water, if you cook the yerek in water, so then you have the yerek. Through the yerek is a different substance, and the water is a different substance. But since the tam of the yerek is in the water, it'll get the din of the yerek, right? It'll have the din of the yerek. But you can't say that about something that comes out of the pri, because it's different. That was, it sounds counterintuitive, but it does make perfect sense. That the thing that is soche, that you squeeze out of the pri, is by definition different from the pri. Right? But the mayim, maybe it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Go ahead.
When you, because the pre is not just like the grape, whatever. Like it's not just like the juices in the middle, but there's other parts to it. There's like the casing, which is part of the pre. You know, there's other components of the pre that aren't going to come out when you juice it. So when you juice it, you're only tasting that part of the greater whole. But when you soak it, so each aspect of the pre is going to leave off some residue in the water. So that really is the tam of the pri, because every aspect of the pri is going to have a residue. But when you squeeze it, you're only getting a part of it.
Okay, that's, I hear what you're saying, but that's not what I was thinking. Let me say what I was thinking. That was, if the yerek stays the same, and now it's the tam ha-yerek that comes into the mayim, so similar to the way we learned with the rum, so then you can say there's a tziruf to the yerek. The tam is mitzdarev to the yerek, is a mitzdarif to the yerek. But if you're changing the whole yerek, if you're changing the whole pri through squeezing it, removing its juice, then that's like a stirut, that's a sosa of the pri. So now whatever comes out is not mitzuf to the pri, because you're deconstructing the pri. In other words, if you have the yerek and you cook the mayim, and you cook it in mayim, so the yerek is be'en, and now it's be'en, the qualities of the yerek that is be'en can expand to cover the mayim. In other words, but you still have the entity to be mitzdarif to. Whereas if you deconstruct it, and now you extract one component of it, that's a new entity already. You know what I'm saying? That's a new thing already.
It actually tastes the same, but conceptually it's ain't lo.
Right, so that's, I think, what Daniel was saying, right? Daniel, that's what he means, is ain lo tam hapri. Because the pri is not there anymore. At least the yerek, you can say, at least the mei shlokos, you could say. Daniel, right? What are you saying? That?
You mean on...
I don't remember what. Right? That, at least by the Yerokos, you can say it's a tavshil of Yerek. The Yerek will define the tavshil. But if you're deconstructing the thing, now it has to stand on its own. And on its own, it's not the pre. I mean, I'm saying that you could say that's what he means. Lefisha mashka ein lo tam hapri. Because now, but that's a very funny way to put it. I mean,
what do you mean deconstruct? Like, what if you peel like a vegetable?
Yeah, no, but I don't mean deconstruct. I mean deconstruct in its conceptual components, not in its physical. That it was cleaving together and you cut it apart. It means that you had an idea of the pre, had two components to it. It had the substance, the pulp and the juice. You know what I mean? And now you are, this is not a piece of a pre. There's no pre, there's nothing like this in the pre. This is totally separated from the way it was originally. You know, if you take a small piece of an apple, this piece of the apple did exist in this exact form, and you could put back the puzzle. But you can't put the juice back into the, once you juice the orange, you can't put it back together like a puzzle.
What do you mean? Why not?
You can't, because you just broke all of those little things. It's gone. Now, as you
cut an apple, you can't put it back together either.
I don't want to give a fuck on whether you have to be able to put it back. I'm saying like this. There's a difference between saying that the thing was a whole. There are two ways to break something apart. Okay? You can break something apart because you are separating two pieces that were together, you're separating them. Right? Like you take an apple and you split it in half. Right? The substance is remaining the same, but it's just being broken up into smaller pieces, right? Or you can take something apart by extracting one quality from another quality. So the orange had, in one entity, it had juice and pulp, right? When you squeeze the juice out, now you're extracting one quality from another quality. Right, it's not like taking apart two halves of the apple. Each half was the same as it was before you took it apart. Right, it's just they related to each other in a certain way. But the juice never existed like it does in the cup until you squeezed it. This half of the apple existed exactly as it was before you cut it. Right, you're not creating a new type of a substance. You're just breaking up its unity, right? But you're not creating a new substance. But if you take out the juice, now you have two new substances that never existed in these forms, right? So then you can say it's not tam apri. Then you can say it's not tam apri. But by the bishul, it's different. But what about bishul of a pri? That's the only question. So why should bishul of a pri be different than bishul of a yerek, though? That's the remaining question. Why should that be different? Why should the bishul of a pri be different than the bishul of a yerek?
Bishul of a pri is eitz.
Bishul of a yerek. No, the bishul of a yerek is a dama, and he's mesupik about the bishul of an eitz. He's not sure. He says, "Velo domi lemei peros, darmin el dezeya ba'almu lefisha mashke ein lo tam apri. Ve'efshash im bishel hapri v'nichnas tam aperos mayim varchalim barbiates." I mean, what does it sound like? He's saying, yeah.
I was thinking that maybe like. That there has to be a difference between, like, I don't know what you were saying before, that there's no really difference between the tom if you're squeezing it or just like cooking it, right?
Right.
I think it doesn't make sense. To say that, because like if the reason why people are eating, you know, like if you think about like it's not.
No, I think yeah. Now, if you look at this rush carefully, right, lady? You gotta look at it carefully. That's always the key.
Small compass.
It seems like listen. Yeah, I'll tell you. Listen to it carefully, lady.
Oh.
Listen to it carefully. Okay. Tell me why he sounds like he's misupik vaperos. Okay. Mm-hmm. Listen carefully. He says, I'm going to read it very quickly, so listen carefully, okay, lady? He says like this. Yeah. Maya de kulu shoki kishoki mvarchinon alayu bori priadama. You make a bori priadama on the water that you cook the vegetable in. Afo pisha ein bo ki im hamarak. Even though you only have the soup, right? Vitam hayirakos. And so what are you drinking? What are you eating? You're only eating the liquid that you cook the vegetable in. And the tam. Okay? Mevorech alein kemoshe mevorech al yirokos atzman. Then you make the bracha just like on the yirokos. Okay? Velo domi lemei peros daminan le'el de zeya ba'almahu. It's not like fruit juice that we said before is zeya ba'alma. Why? Lufisha mashke ain lo tamapri. Okay, because the mashke, meaning the juice that you squeeze from the fruit, doesn't have the tamapri. Like we're saying the water has the tamapri. Right? The efshar shem bishel apri v'nichnas tamaperos b'mayim. And it's possible that if you cook the fruit, and now replicate the scenario that you have by Yerukos, and now you have the water with the tam of the pre. It's possible mevorech alein boy priates. It's possible that in that case you should make a boy priates. So why does he sound like he's mesupik about the peros?
Like he's saying maybe it would still be like the case of just the maperos.
Sounds like that, right?
Zaya in the Mayan.
If it's the taste or if it's Tom or Zaya.
If it's Tom or Zaya. Since the peros have this phenomenon, of maperos, right, which is Zaya, now you must posit, though, one thing. You must posit, in order for this to make sense, you have to posit one fact. Namely,
that there's Zaya coming out of the pre when you cook it?
No.
Or that you don't say that by Yerukos.
Exactly. That you don't say there's such a thing as Me Yerukos, which is Zaya Balma.
And that you couldn't have such thing? Or that you weren't able
thing.
To squeeze it out?
There is no such thing.
There's no such thing.
So what would you say on tomato juice?
Fruit.
Tomato is a fruit.
Tomatoes are fruit?
Oh. Yeah.
Is it a fruit? No, that's not.
It's a dumb. Isn't he getting a dumb? No.
Of course it's a dumb, but.
Really?
It's not a tree.
Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? That's a question of semantics. That's a question of semantics.
Luckily it's a vegetable.
Luckily it's a pre or dumb.
Yeah. Right?
Luckily it's a pre.
Luckily it's a pre.
Oh,
what do you mean, luckily?
I'm saying that it's a pre.
It's not a yerk.
A yerk is also a pre.
Yerk is also a pre.
That's right. So luckily we call everything peros. So.
But is a yerk? Is it a yerk?
What?
Is it tomato a yerk?
Is it a pre? No, I'm just saying to you guys that the terminology pre in halacha could also cover a carrot.
Could also cover a human being.
Pre bitnecha. Yeah. That's right. So that's obviously not a good terminology to use. That's exactly my point. That's not the chiluk we have in halacha. No such thing. We don't have that in halacha. Vegetable and fruit. Priya eats and priya adama.
Okay. So what's
peros
and mean according to Rabbi Yehuda.
Yerek is just a way of
saying. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have a Yerek and you have Zeroyim, right. Tishoyim.
Is that true?
Tishoyim.
Seems to be the way they're using it.
Because the tomato juice would be...
What?
But anyway, is a pepper a fruit? Who said tomato is a fruit?
Josh.
Is a pepper a fruit? Of course, it's the same thing. There's no difference between pepper and a tomato.
I think it has to do with the way the seeds are.
It has to do with they're both the Yeshua Chemia, right? They're both the ovary of the ovary of the
of the flower.
Yeah. I think then technically they'd both be considered a fruit, right? According to modern day science.
Yeah, could be. But anyway.
Does the Rosh say Efshar She'im?
Efshar She'im Bishel HaPri.
Well, of course.
I think we're getting off the, with the question of squeezing a tomato. That was your question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe you're right. Maybe a tomato is considered something as juice. But that's not totally on whether it's a yarek or a pri. That's totally on how it exists. I don't think this is... No, look. If you want to understand the rush, you got to give him a little bit of leeway. You got to have a little bit of leeway here. Okay? And pri and yarek, according to the rush, are representing two different types of foods. One which has a juice within it, and one which has a tam within it. Okay? Correct? So he's saying that a yerek is something that has tam within it. If you ever have, it's very hard to juice a carrot. You can. It takes a lot of carrots. But,
Carrot juice,
you ever have it? It's very good.
I prefer not to.
No, they get rid of the bulk. You get rid of the bulk. You can't do it. You can't do it. But what's the Rosh's chilek? He's saying that if you have a yerek that you cook in the mayim, right? What's the Rosh's chilek between mei shlokos and mei peros? The truth is, that's a very good riot to the Rosh, because, it's the same words. That's why it's so confusing. Mei peros doesn't mean the water that peros are cooked in. It means their juice. But maya deshalki means the water that they're cooked in. Right? Because one has a juice and one just has a tam. One to extract tam, you need bishel. One to extract juice, you just need strong hands. So what's the difference? So he's saying that may yarukos, may the shulki kishulki. Why? Because it has the tam of the yerek. It has the tam of the yerek. In other words, the tam of the yerek, he's saying, can do what? If you mavashal the yerek and the mayim, so then the tam will be a mitzdarit. All right, we can just take that in simple terms for right now. But he's saying, by the peros, it's not a phenomenon of tam. It's a phenomenon of a different substance coming out. I think you're right.
So meyaraka would be shabbat, according to you.
If you could squeeze the air?
Yeah.
Yes.
So like tomato
be no
juice.
Difference. But it's not. There's nothing like that. Even tomato juice, tomatoes. Juice is really, I mean, isn't it really mainly ground up?
Yep. The whole thing's
I don't think you can really get, I don't think you can
yeah.
really
get all the juice. Right. Tomato juice is just pureeing the whole fruit. Yeah.
I'm talking about. But,
it's just pureeing the whole fruit.
Puree.
Okay, so that's something.
But different. The point is, let's stick to the abstract one second. So that's what the Rosh is saying, that the May Peros is a different phenomenon. That's two components that exist the N in one way, and now through the squeezing you're gonna disrupt the natural existence of each component.
I mean,
so what comes out is a Zaya. It comes out as Zaya.
It's just Mu'ura with the mind.
No, the juice, the fruits. I was doing the fruits.
Right.
It's not more with mayim. It's its own liquid.
I'm saying if you were to.
Oh, I'm not upset. I'm not upset. Okay. And the yarukos, if you cook the yarukos, why is it the bar pri adama?
Tom isn't sorry.
Yeah. So can we get that a little better now?
May yarukot.
Yeah.
Would be bar pri
adama, right? Yeah. Can we get that a little better?
So why would it be that as opposed to...
Why is it different than the mei shlokos, than the mei peros?
Because the tom can never exist as a separate entity. When you take a yerek, you can never just squeeze out tom.
Correct.
So the only way you have it is through mayim as it's sirf to the actual. Because you don't say you now remove something that's
correct.
A separate entity within the air.
Yeah, well, with mayaraka, you're not actually extracting any juice. You're liquefying the fruit. It's different. I don't think.
Well, I'm not talking about putting carrots through a juicer.
Are you talking about
cooking a yarek in a pot?
You're talking about meshlaka.
Yeah, meshlaka.
Oh, you said meyaraka.
I thought that's what you meant. meshlaka. So why is that bari pri adama? He says it's not like that because this is tam. This is the tam. So I think Levi is right. He seems to be saying that since the yerek is the same, the yerek is staying the same, right? And removing the tam, the tam of the thing always exists separate from the thing. That's not a change. That's not a shinoi. That's not a shinoi. For the thing's tam to be sensed outside of itself is the nature of tam. That's the nature of tam.
Outside of the thing?
Of course. That's the nature of tam. That if you put something in, you put an ingredient into a pot, it's matim the whole pot. That's its nature of tam. It's just in the fruit. It's not. Of course, you're not going to taste it outside the fruit if it doesn't interact with anything else. But that's not a change in the substance. Whereas juicing something is changing the whole substance. Similar to the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says it's like the shivza. He says you put it in to give tam. That's a shini liyuluya because you really want the tam of the yerek in everything. The only thing is the only way to get it that way is through the bishul. But that's an improvement. That's an improvement in the thing. Because you're able to have the tam of the yerek throughout the whole thing. I have to think about it a little more. But now he's saying like this. But now what he's mesupik about is the peros. If you cook a pri, since it has mashke in it, correct? And that mashke, if it was juiced, would be zeya. Now when you're getting a tam out of that mashke.
The mashke is juiced.
What? If you would take a pri and juice it, take an orange and squeeze it, that juice would be zeya. Right? So now that you cook it and you're getting tam from that thing, which would be a zeya if it was juiced. Is my terminology confusing you?
No.
No? Then is that now like a yerek because you're only getting the tam? Or do you say, since if you would squeeze it, it would be a separate component, it's considered like a separate thing too, even when it's only cooked?
You're probably saying though that it's only the zeya part of the fruit that's giving the tam? Isn't that the whole thing?
Well, it's essentially from the component that has the liquid in it.
I mean,
That's a suffix.
I don't see what's the suffix. Shouldn't it be, I mean, sounds like according to what you're saying, if the whole nature of tam is that it only confers tam and kashal outside of the thing, and over here, its nature is that it could exist by the peros, it could exist as a separate thing. So then, it would seem that it's, of course, different than that.
Different or the same?
Yerakos. Different.
Why? I would say it's the same. Because if you squeeze it, so now you made it a Zeyabalma, because you extracted it. You took out the mashke. But as long as you didn't squeeze it, it's all ben. So why can't I just relate to the tam like I relate to the yerek?
So I mean, the other possibility is that since you could squeeze it.
That's right. That's why he says that. First, he says that mei shlokos is different than mei peros, because mei shlokos is just tam. And mei peros is not tam. And then he says, but what if you take the pri and you try to use it just like a tam? That is mesupik about.
How do we define that?
That's the problem in these areas. How to define these things?
Since it could be...
Hard to define these things. That makes sense. I mean, that's something I can see that as a halachic question. But it's still hard to define exactly how he's learning this may the shlokos, why it's barbir adama. But it seems like it's not a shinoi. It's not a shinoi.
Close the
tam is not a shinoi. It's like putting salt in something. I mean, it's like putting pepper in. You taste the pepper. It's not a shinoi. That's the nature of tam. That's the nature of tam. Similar to the Bahag, who says there's stuff that always drips out. But that's going very far, because that's saying the substance itself. You know what I mean? But it would seem the tam, nobody would disagree. That's what the Rosh is learning. But now, if you have these peros that have another component, see, the Yerek doesn't have anything but tam, but the peros have mashke. So maybe it all has a din mashke. Doesn't have a din tam anymore. And you can't call it the same thing.
Well, see, maybe you could say that. Maybe you could say Paris are both.
Right. Paris are both. That's Paris what I was saying before. I'm not sure which way is the right way to say
it. Because then it makes sense.
And right. But that's why fruit juices is very different than the mei shlokos. And most Rishonim would seem all the fruit juice is intrinsically a shinoi and zeh ba'alma. But the bishul is not necessarily so. The bishul, and the way that Mishnah Brewer holds, I mean, I'm not sure if we're somewhat interpreting the rush differently than he does. But he wants to say, according to the Rush, if the peros are only used for cooking. I mean, I would say he's right. Mamela would turn out he'd be right, because any fruit that is only cooked basically doesn't have a juice. I mean, he's right. That it doesn't have to do with fruit versus vegetable. In that somewhat clumsy chilek. But it has to do with the nature of the thing. And assuming people are rational, they treat things in line with their nature. So if it's a fruit that's always cooked, it means it's not really a juicing thing. You know what I mean? And if it's a vegetable that you squeeze, it would have the din of a fruit. No, halacha l'mosh resinai of fruit and vegetable here. I don't know if there's a vegetable that you squeeze though.
For juice?
It's just an accidental thing about the juice.
It's an accidental thing. It's a question of does it have mashkin in it? That's the question. Or does it have tom? Bishul for the tom is good. And mashke is definitely zeya. His question is, well, bishul on the mashke before it comes out. That's a suffix. It's a good suffix. So that's what I'm saying. Lemaisa. I know. I think Rav Henkin held you make a boy pure eats on orange juice because they make they grow for that. But it seems a das yachid. Seems most Rishonim argue. I mean, the Ram doesn't have any din like that.
That depends on
what you grow the fruit for. I don't know. I'd like to see why they from the sugyas. It seems that most Rishonim, the Rambam seems to hold it's just those two. The Machaber doesn't have any chilek. The Torah doesn't make any mention of it. I mean, it seems that Rashi seems to hold it didn't agree. It's a Zeibalma. Only the Rashba. It's the Rashba. Unless they hold it, the Rashba says it, and nobody and the other Rishonim don't actually say no. I mean, it's.
What do you mean they don't say no?
They don't. I don't see any Rishonim say specifically that even if the fruit is grown for juice, it's still a shakal. They just don't. They don't really talk about it, right? I mean, I mean, the lush of the rush. I mean, the lush of the tour is pretty It would seem so. That's why I don't. It seems difficult to me. I mean, the mechaber just says plain. The mechaber just says straight. He says pretty straight. He says, "V'chein al mashkin ayotzen mikol minei peros chutz mizaysim anovim baruch shahakol." I mean, that's pretty clear. It's pretty hard to be clearer than that, right? It's pretty hard to be clearer than that. And the Mishnah Berurah is going yain tapuchim mekai gavna bein iis rami shiotze meilin bein shiotze dekshisha bechita.
Ain
nikra mashkel yotze min azeis manam bilvad. And but the Ritva we saw said clearly. The Ritva said openly that he said it's exeris akusav on you. He said really all fruit juices are zeibalma. It's exeris akusav by yain and shemen. And certainly going to him it's a shagol. Yeah.
Isn't yain and shemen because it's an idea that like in the bria itself this is just an extraction of like
yeah
it's there. So what kind of idea would that be to say that since you grow these things for orange juice and therefore it's a high. But that's not the bria. That's just man has a you know an orchard with oranges that he uses for oranges. That doesn't now change the idea in the bria. Really, these things are just omid for achila. Now man's coming and juicing them.
Right. So what about? So, but the question is, I think the reason why they say it is because of the question by the sugar. See, a lot of the rishonim say by the sugar you make a bar pira eitz or a bar pira dama. Right. By the sugar they do say you make a bar pira eitz or a bar pira dama. Because that's the whole thing, is to be grown that way. But there's a big chilek between sugar and these other things. Because sugar is inedible any other way. You can't eat it. Sugar cane is not edible. The only thing you can do is suck out the sugar. It's the only thing you can do.
Tasty.
But even the best juicing orange is still an orange. It's still an edible fruit. In other words, By the gzeiros hakasav by zaysim and anavim is even though they're edible in their natural form, their ikur is the mashke, right? No other fruit has that din. But obviously, if it's something that is inedible in its own form, then it's not a question anymore. You don't have to be mafkiyayet. Now, the thing is, if it's an ochel, to make it a mashke is hafka from its natural form. Zaysin anavim, we say the natural form really is the mashke. But if something has no shame ochel, then that's different. It's not, you can't bring a raya from sugar cane to a juicing orange.
So then it would be what the sugar would be.
So that's a big machlokas. The Rambam holds is still shackle, But a lot of the Rishonim hold sugar cane. Sugar is a bar pira dama.
So according to those Rishonim, what about maple syrup? Would you say the same thing?
That's a good question. Would you say the same thing about maple syrup? It would seem so. It would seem so. Same thing. The Ram has a different thing. He says it doesn't have the quality of a pri at all. But I think the Ram holds it has to have a natural form of pri. That's a separate requirement he holds. The other Shonan don't. But if it has a pri b'shem ochel, you can't just make it into a pri of a mashke. That's a different kind of an idea. Yeah. So that's what it seems to me. Does he have that in the Nefesh HaRav or anything? Well, you've heard it. Yeah, I know. I've heard. I know. I heard Rav Henkin held that way. But it seems difficult. It's difficult.
No,
it's a really popular one.
What's that?
That's what everyone does.
They make a bar pira eitz.
Yeah, on Tropicana.
Yeah, that's a pretty popular das. Apparently.
Is that from the Rambam?
You guys love that one.
The Rambam is mashed for the opposite way, because all the dinim of peros, the Rambam says only Jason and Novum. I mean, Jason and Novum is the only thing. Right, let's see if we can find out about this.
Yeah.